We are learning Masechtas Barbasha Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new parak, Parak Yesh Noichlin. It's a new inyan. We just finished around four parakim about when you sell properties or you sell metaltlin, what's included. Now we're up to a whole new idea. We're talking about the dinim of Yerusha. In the parasha in the Torah, when it gives the parasha Yerusha, so it tells you the order. And as we're seeing from the Gemara, that the order is that who's Yerush first? First goes the ben, a son of the mace, then goes the bas, the daughter of the mace, then goes the father of the mace, and then goes the brother of the mace, and then goes the father's brother. And we'll see as we first goes the sister and the sister of the mace, and then goes the father's brothers, all from the father's side. And we'll see in the Gemara the drushes that teach us all these different halachas. But it's the Sukkah brought down in the parasha of Bnei Slavchon and parasha Pinchas. It says in the pasuk of Bnei Yisrael to Dabar Lamar Ish Kiyomus, a person dies, but Ven Ein Loy doesn't have a son. Va'vartem Es Nachalos Elabitoy. There's no son. It goes to the Bitoys. You see, those are the first. Then the next pasuk says Vem Ein Loy Bas. If he doesn't have a daughter, Unisatem Es Nachalos Elachiv. It goes to his brother. Notice it skips the father. Doesn't say anything in the pasuk about the father. That's in pasuk Tes Chav Zayin Tes. And then the pasuk says further that there's them ain, we're skipping one pasuk, ain achim la'aviv, nesatem es nachalos l'sheira karv la'avim mishpachtoy v'yorash oisa v'hoisav neisol chukas mishpot kashut tziva Hashem es Moshe. So there's a whole order of how to be Yerush in the Torah. We'll learn in the Gemara. We'll learn all about these different Yerushas. Now the Mishnah starts off that obviously there's cases where they go both ways, but sometimes they don't go both ways. And for Mishnah, I'll just give you an example. Example is that a husband is Yerush's wife, but his wife is not Yerush him. So a husband is Neuchel, his wife, but he's not Manchel. He doesn't give Yerusha to his wife. So let's see the Mishnah. Yes, Neuchelim Achilim. There are some relatives who they Yerush from, they inherit their relative, but they don't give inheritance to their relative. And some do give both ways. Yes, noichlim u'machilim. They go both ways. They inherit and they give inheritance to the relative. Yes, noichlim u'machilim. Some inherit, but they don't give. Machilim. Some give loy noichlim and they don't inherit. And some loy noichlim u'machilim. It doesn't go either way. What's example? So, Mishnah gives example of each one. Ve'elu noichlim u'machilim. These are they go both ways. It means it goes both. It could go both ways. Ha'av es habanim. Sometimes the father is yerush the son, and he can inherit the son. When the son has no children, so then not a son or a daughter, he's next in line. So it goes to the father. So Av is a banim, va'banim is Av, and the banim yerush the father. So it means the father is a neichel u'manchilim, because the father gives inheritance to his children, and he also gets inheritance from his children. Va'banim is Av, same thing. The banim inherit the father and give inheritance to the father. Va'achim and Av also go both ways. Brothers also go both ways. That if a brother dies, then the brother is Yerushim. If there's no son, daughter, or father, then the brother of the mace goes first. So then it's possible for Achim and Av to go both ways. It's possible for them to inherit and give inheritance. That's the case of Noichlin Machilim. What's the case of Noichlin and Veloy Machilim? So Ish es Imay. A person and his mother. A person is Yerush's mother, but his mother is never Yerush him. So it's not Manchilim. It's Noichlim and not Manchilim. It's just Imay. That the son, the mother dies, and the husband's not alive, so the son gets the Yerusha. But if the son dies, and the son doesn't have kids, doesn't have a father, doesn't have a brother, it still doesn't go to his mother. Does not go to his mother. Always goes to his father's side of the family. Ve'ishas Ishtai. A husband is Yerush's wife, but the wife never gets the husband's Yerusha. That never happens. Ubnei Achayos, also Bnei Achayos, we'll speak out what that is. All these are Noichlim Loi Machilim. So what are Bnei Achayos? So the example of Bnei Achayos, we're going to say this pshat, which means Bnei Achayos Sameis. It's nephews. For example, you have Reuven, and Reuven we know has a sister Dina, right? Reuven's sister Dina, and Dina has children. Dina has children. So if Reuven dies, Dina's children could be Yerush him. How is that possible? If Reuven dies and he has no children, no father, and no brothers, So who is Yerush Reuven? Dina. And if Dina is not alive, but Dina has children, so Dina's children will get that Yerusha. It goes through Dina in the Kever.
It goes brother, father.
No, not brother. No, not brother. It goes to sister. Yo, is there an order? Yeah, yeah. If there's no father, then it goes to the brother, then to the sister. Yeah. There's no brother and sister. Yeah, not brother. Father, brother, sister. So here, Reuben died. He didn't have Shimon and Levi, who they're all dead. And then he had, Dina was alive. But Dina died. But Dina had children. So Dina's children will get it. So Dina's children, nephews, could be Yerush. They'll be Yerush, Reuben. So that's a case where, what you'll see in a second, the opposite case is that no way that Reuben will Yerush the sons of Dina. That's impossible. Because there's nothing to go through. Because Dina's kids will go to their father, not to Dina. So that's the case of Neuchlin v'loy Machilin. Now what's Machilin v'loy Neuchlin? It's the opposite cases. Isha Espanel gives to his children, to her children, she doesn't get from her children. V'isha Esbaila, the Isha gives Yerusha to the husband, doesn't get from the husband. V'achia Eim, also the Achia Eim, which is Reuven, Machilin gives to the children of Dina, v'loy Neuchlin, but doesn't not Yerush the children of Dina. So that's a case of Machilin. The Gemara doesn't ask that really, both these cases are exact same case, just the opposite. You already said that Neuchim and Machilim, so already said this halacha technically, just it's the exact same case. The Gemara doesn't ask that kasha. Oh, eventually, the Gemara doesn't ask that, not right away. In the last case of what's Neuchim and Machilim, Va'achim and Aim, Neuchim and Machilim, brothers from the mother's side, which means, let's say, you don't have the same father, just the same mother, so then the halacha would be is that you never yerished each other. Two brothers from the same mother, but different fathers, who never yerush each other. That's the case of loy neuchlim veloy manchilim. That's the case where they don't have any, they don't inherit, and they don't give any inheritance.